Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Sunday of Trinity, Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 15. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 10. And also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." This is an evangelical word by which weak hearts may obtain consolation. We have seen in this gospel how God looks after our bodily needs. He provided Peter with so many fish when he would have probably had enough with two or so. God also fills Peter so richly spiritually that he should have enough also in this respect to share it with others. He makes Peter a fisherman, both bodily and spiritually. In a bodily manner, Peter catches so many fish that he can sell them. Spiritually, however, he is to become a fisher of men, for he has the gospel with which he is to bring in others and extend the kingdom of Christ. When men come to faith, God gives them so much that they're in a position to help all men, outwardly with their property and goods, and from their spiritual resources, they are equipped to teach others and make them rich inwardly. When men come to faith, they must proclaim it to others and tell others of their experience. The psalmist knew all about this when he wrote in Psalm 51, 10 through 13, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you." When I believe, I come to know God. Then I also see what others are lacking, and proceed to proclaim the gospel to them. I am in a position as a believer to feed the hungry, both bodily and spiritually. Let us pray. Thanks and praise be yours, Heavenly Father, for the riches of both bodily and spiritual blessings which you continue to shower upon us. Grant us the insight to use all these blessings to relieve the needs of our neighbors and for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstedt. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.